Not long afterward, Pooh returned to his thoughtful spot, thinking, as usual. And while he was thinking, Tigger suddenly appeared and knocked Pooh to the ground.
Oh, hello, Pooh. I'm Tigger, T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Yes, I know. You've bounced me before.
I did? Oh, yeah. I recognize you. You're the one that's stuffed with fluff. Well, I gotta go now. I got a lot of bouncing to do. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
And off Tigger went, bouncing each friend he happened to meet along the way. He even bounced through Rabbit's garden, scattering vegetables in all directions.
Oh, dear. Just look at my beautiful garden.
Yuck, messy, isn't it?
Messy, messy. It's ruined. It's ruined, Tigger. Oh, why don't you ever stop bouncing?
Why? That's what Tiggers do best.
And off he bounced down the road.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, chauncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Later that day, Rabbit held a meeting with Pooh and Piglet to find a way to stop Tigger from bouncing.
No matter how much we like him, you can't deny he just bounces too much.
Rabbit told them his plan to get the bounce out of Tigger.
Oh, I've got a splendid idea. Now listen, we'll take Tigger for a long explore, see? Someplace where he's never been, and we'll lose him there.
Lose him?
Oh, we'll find him again next morning. And mark my words, he'll be a humble Tigger. A small and sad Tigger. And, oh, Rabbit, am I glad to see you, Tigger. And it'll take the bounces out of him. That's why.
It was agreed. The next morning, Pooh, Piglet, and Rabbit took Tigger for an early, misty morning walk. As they expected, Tigger bounced up ahead.
And now's our chance. Quick, in here, hide.
Pooh, Piglet, and Rabbit quickly hid inside a hollow log. It wasn't long before Tigger noticed that he was alone.
Hello! That's funny. They must be lost. Hello! Hey, where in the heck are you guys?
Tigger looked round, then bounced off in another direction, calling to his friends.
Hello?
When all seemed clear, Rabbit and the others crept out of their hiding place.
Hooray! Hooray! We've done it! Now, come on, hurry. Let's head for home.
Everything was going according to plan, until they came to what Pooh suspected was the very same sandpit they had passed several times before.
Well, it's lucky I know the forest so well, or we might get lost. Well, come on, follow me.
Rabbit wandered off in the mist, while Pooh and Piglet remained behind, pondering their predicament. And as they pondered, Pooh's thoughts kept returning to his honey pots at home.
Now then, come on, let's go home.
But Pooh, do you know the way?
No, Piglet, but there are 12 pots of honey in my cupboard, and they have been calling to my tummy.
They have?
Yes, Piglet. I couldn't hear them before because Rabbit would talk. But I think I know where they're calling from, so come on, we'll just follow my tummy.
Pooh and Piglet walked off together, and sure enough, as the mist began to clear, they found home. And there was a bouncy Tigger waiting for them.
Pooh, I don't think Rabbit's splendid idea worked.
Say, where is old Long Ears anyway?
He must still be missing in the mist.
Well, leave it to me. I'll bounce him out of there. TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Meanwhile, Rabbit was still wandering around in the mist. He was quite lost.
What's that?
Oh. Rabbit spun around and around in a frantic bewilderment. Just then, he received a loud bounce from behind.
Tigger, but you're supposed to be lost.
Oh, Tiggers never get lost, buddy boy.
never get lost.
Of course not.
Don't know.
Come on, Rabbit. Let's go home. Hang on.
So Rabbit took hold of Tigger's tail, and Tigger bounced all the way home. Rabbit was now a humiliated rabbit, a lost and found rabbit, a why, oh, why do these things happen to me, rabbit. Time passed, and the weather grew colder in the 100-acre wood. Soon winter covered everything with thick, fluffy white snow. On this particular morning, Roo was waiting for Tigger to take him out to play. He bounced up and down in anticipation until Tigger finally arrived.
Roo, are you ready for some bouncing?
Yeah, you and me are good bouncers.
Then Tigger and Roo bounced off down the path to a playground of snow. Soon they came upon a frozen pond where Rabbit was skating gracefully on the ice. Roo watched in amazement.
Can Tigger's ice skate as fancy as Mr. Rabbit?
Can Tigger's ice skate? Why, that's what Tiggers do the best.
Tigger stepped out onto the ice to demonstrate his style. But he spun around too quickly, caught his tail, and lost control.
Out of the way! Look out! I can't!
Rabbit did his best to move, but the two collided. Tigger spun out into a snowbank, and Rabbit plowed into the front door of his house, knocking things over right and left. Roo rescued Tigger from the pile of snow, while an annoyed rabbit tidied up.
Tigger! Tigger! Are you all right?
Yuck! Tiggers don't like ice skating!
So Tigger and Roo went farther into the 100-acre wood, looking for something else that Tiggers do best.
I'll bet you could climb trees, huh, Tigger?
Climb trees? Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's what Tiggers do best! Only Tiggers don't climb trees, they bounce them! Come on, let's go!
Tigger put Roo on his shoulders and he bounced them both into the tree.
Some bouncing, huh? Say, how did this tree get so high?
Tigger looked down. The ground was a long way beneath them. Roo rather liked being high, and he began to swing on Tigger's tail.
Stop that, kid. Please, stop. You're rocking the forest.
Now, while Tigger was up in the tree, Pooh was down below with a problem of his own. Both he and Piglet were studying footprints in the snow as they walked round and round a tree.
What are you doing, Pooh?
Shh. Tracking something.
Only Pooh didn't know exactly what he was tracking. And the more they walked, the more tracks they saw. They were both beginning to get a little nervous when they heard a noise.
Hello! Look, Piglet. There's something in that tree over there.
Hello!
Pooh was certain it could be only one thing.
It's a jaguar.
What do jaguars do, Pooh?
Well, jaguars always call, hello! And when you look up, they drop on you.
Piglet was afraid to look up, but when Pooh did, he saw that it was only Tigger and Roo in the tree, and not a jaguar at all.
Hello, Roo. What are you and Tigger doing up there?
Tigger's stuck.
Help, somebody, please! Get Christopher Robin!
Well, it wasn't long before word got back to Christopher Robin and the others that Tigger was in trouble. They all came to the rescue.
Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet. What's up?
Tigger and Roo are up.
Everyone was very concerned about Tigger stuck in the tree, except Rabbit.
You see, he can't bounce anybody up there.
But Christopher Robin removed his coat and called to the others.
Come on, everyone. Let's hold on to the corners of my coat. You're first, Roo. Jump!
Roo took a flying leap from the top of the tree and landed safely in the coat.
Gee, that was fun! Come on, Tigger. It doesn't hurt. Jump!
Jump? Tiggers don't jump. They bounce.
Then bounce down.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Tiggers only bounce up. Oh, if I ever get out of this, I promise never to bounce again. Never.
I heard that, Tigger. He promised.
That's when I knew that I, as the narrator, had to do something to help, so I turned the forest on its side and Tigger slid down the tree. He hugged the ground in relief.
I'm so happy, I feel like bouncing.
Ah, you promised. You promised.
Oh, I did, didn't I? You mean I can't ever bounce again?
Never.
Never? Not even just one teensy, weensy bounce?
Not even a smidgen of a bounce.
Tigger sadly turned to walk away. Without the bounce in his step, he didn't seem like Tigger.
Mama, I like the old bouncy Tigger best.
I think we all liked the old Tigger better.
Well, Rabbit?
Well, all right. I guess I like the old Tigger better, too.
Oh, boy! You mean I can have my bounce back? Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Come on, Rabbit! Let's you and me bounce, huh?
Good heavens! Me? Bounce?
Why, certainly! Why, look! You got the feet for it!
So Rabbit began to bounce. And he bounced, and he bounced. And he found out that bouncing was really quite pleasant. Soon everyone had joined in.